The foreign minister of one of the U.S.'s closest allies, Japan, is in the United States for meetings with top Bush administration officials. Yuriko Kawaguchi says Japan was encouraged by President Bush's speech last week at the United Nations calling for action against Saddam Hussein.
Japan thinks that President Bush's speech is a very good speech in that it placed the issue in the right framework, that is, the international community versus Iraq, rather than the United States versus Iraq, or President Bush versus Saddam Hussein.
After the speech, is Japan ready to back military action against Saddam Hussein?
What we will do now is to exert all our efforts so that the United Nations will agree on resolutions and get Saddam Hussein to have inspections right away, without condition and without restriction.
President Bush has suggested that the likelihood that weapons inspectors will be accepted or that they will be able to do their job is very low. If it turned out that effort failed, would Japan support military action against Iraq?
As I said, right now, international community's efforts are focused on diplomatic means, and that's where we should be focused on. I don't think it's time to talk about the possible war or whatever. We need to focus on our diplomatic efforts right now.
Madam Foreign Minister, let's turn to the situation in North Korea now.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. First meeting ever between a Japanese prime minister and a North Korean foreign leader. What does Japan hope to get out of that meeting?
We have not normalized our diplomatic relations with North Korea since the end of the last war. So over 50 years, we have not normalized relations. We need to do this. And also, there are bilateral issues pending between the two countries. Also, there are security issues like missiles.
Certainly, there's been concern about weapons of mass destruction being developed in North Korea and about missile technology that might deliver those weapons of mass destruction. And yet, what we hear about is weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the need to take military action against Iraq. Why not the same kind of effort with regard to North Korea? Isn't it just as dangerous a state?
Well, we will be raising this issue with North Korea when our prime minister goes. We said we will talk about all the issues. So certainly international concern on this will be part of the talk, I think.
Do you believe the U.S. should be looking to a greater engagement with North Korea rather than its current stance of isolating North Korea?
I think it's important that North Korea is engaged with other countries in the international community, and I think it's good that the United States is engaged in a dialogue with North Korea.
Thank you very much, Madam Foreign Minister.
Thank you.
Yuriko Kawaguchi is the foreign minister of Japan.